finish, isn't it? But very important that the children that I handed out, everybody have it. One that Moshe wrote to his brother. It's not the brother, it's again an area that's much neglected in those who study halacha, and that's why it interferes with literally the Paskin and Shaila.
What day was that handed out?
Everybody had it? Okay, I have a few extra ones.
I don't think I was
you
here.
Didn't get, yes, must give it to you. Must give it to you. Let's get to the one. Yeah. I think it's just the one, right? To do with an inyan that I mentioned a number of times, is not the geya halacha lamaisa, except in the rarest circumstance, and that's a dam chimud issue. No one spends much time in it. Halacha, as you saw, does likewise. Go back to again, fresh memory to the Shulchan Aruch. After we the Kutzari Bays, Mora says last halacha in Simi Kutzari Bays, and Mavze Gushoso. Yeah, look at just to refresh your memory. Look at Gimel, Kufzad Beis Gimel, in Dochan the Suri Machon Zeis Sibo. Sicha Lasa Leishem Zayin Nikiyim. She is Pashu Lasos Hanasuin. Alec, do you find anything there?
I can tell you what the schedule was in 1998 or in 2002.
It's good enough.
Well, then it follows a Sunday schedule, whatever that is.
I think I had on my email that tomorrow follows a Friday schedule, but I'm not sure.
What is a Friday schedule?
Okay, that's for the college, which means that there's no classes in the afternoon to the college.
Okay.
The YC is scheduled.
So would we have
better classes? Someone has to tell us, though. We really should know what that schedule is supposed to be tomorrow.
Starting at 1 p.m., Yeshiva College in Sisims will have a hybrid schedule with both Friday classes and Sunday classes.
What was that again?
Running simultaneously. Morning Jewish study programs will run from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Starting at 1 p.m., Yeshiva College in Sisims will have a hybrid schedule with both Friday classes and Sunday classes running simultaneously.
Okay,
they're
lunatics.
That makes
both
Friday Yeshiva
College. Make this up as they go along.
Basically, 9 to 1 is normal. After 1, it's crazy.
I have no college class on Tuesday anyway, so I'm not in the game, but it means there's no college classes on Sunday. And that means Sunday Friday schedule, which means basically no college classes. But what about yeshiva? Does it impact on REITs too?
From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. morning Jewish study programs will run.
Okay.
But what about the Ritz programs? What about...
Right, because we're different. I'll double check.
What do I mean by Jewish studies program?
Everything's
Torah. Orthodox, conservative, reformer. This is the Orthodox
the
one.
Hebrew, the theological. Yeah.
Okay. Why do I not focus in why I say it's worth our effort? Gives insight in how Chazal evaluated one of the causes of Nidus. Introduced a new cause of Nidus. Right? Each Shesho Veset doesn't worry about any day other than the Yom HaVeset. Otherwise, any other day, she has b'cheskas tahara. And suddenly, right, and something happens. A chosen proposes. It's an emotional high. Then there's a depression. The chosen nefesh gets lost for a while. Oh, he shows up again. Vaday. Again. Right? I'm sure if the Chachamim knew about this development in the Jewish community of Sheva Brochas before the Chasene, Lachaim and Avot, and Akidish, and Shul, and so on, right? That they most likely would include that also in one of the problems of maybe Shesekam Sheva Nikiyim. Why Mazik Rosh Hosho Tzricha Leishek Shiva Nikiyim? Obviously, you can't tie it in with the newness of the emotional relationship. Mazik Rosh Hosho is an old thing of it. Look at this Shaila. What the point I like you to take away from this is a fundamental principle in the Rabbanan that we've already spoke about a number of times, the concept of Lo Pluk. Why, even though the issue doesn't seem to be relevant, you tell me that Dam Psulim, even a Ketana who doesn't have any Veset, doesn't have to worry about anything about Dam Nida, Dam Psulim has to worry about it. Why? If someone marries a Skena who never was married before, also has to wait for Dam Psulim. Look at it here. Pick up the tshuva. דבר שיב מראה שגיר שישתו הוא מחשש היבום בגט סתם no תנאי, we don't write a get with a תנאי, you write a get אם עומס מיכול איזר כל שוב יוסף גמור no, that's what means to say they wrote a get סתם which was the custom. So but he loves her. He doesn't want to divorce her. He's only giving her a get because he thinks he may die and leave her to the mercies of his brother. Therefore, he wants to give her a gift to protect her. So what they do, though? Nischaivu linosei zeh lozeh kitshe yavri bikinyan o bishfuah v'cheirem hakehilos kinohu. That was the custom. Question is now, Kodesh Baruch was merachem, he got better. Im tzricho leishev zayin ikim kino sa'ach ha-shehivri b'chshash chivri. Hine iru ani shirayoso שרעיאס אחי הגאון מיגר בגיירה שאינסור זיין קיים כמפורש בדוגו מרבו ביודע ישים מראי שם זה היא רעיה גמורו זה גוד רעיה הלכס גרם יורדי רי סמרטס. גר שנזגייר, רי סמרטס טס, גר שנזגייר ואישתו אימו, צריכים לפרור זה מזה גימו חדושים. I had occasion to make reference to this halacha some time back. Lahavchin mein zera shenizra b'kedusha or zera shenizra shelo b'kedusha. So the Mor says, but mein arot zel taima ain't sicha get eli yotz min below get. Fine, emphasize the fact that marriage is only what we call marriage, and the marriage of two people of another faith. Doesn't impose upon them any kind of halachic restrictions until they become Jewish. So the Dogo Mervovo is the Shach, right? Dogo Mervovo is the Shach. It's Imi's Kena. Ain't it Sricha Hafrosha? Tach Nira Lafi is Daiti. Gam Nira Lafi is Daiti. Sheacha Kalos Gimu Hadoshim Shemarzir Shemarziro Ain't Sricha Shiva Nikim. The option is buyer. That's where we come in. Kuf tzadik beis. Shemar zigrusha so tzricha zayin ikiyim. So why isn't there the same low plug by gam chimud? Here you have, that's the point of it. I have two inyonim here that seem to be low plug. You told me a skena in our halacha that we're learning that a mar zigrusha so rather tzricha leishashim in ikiyim. Right. Even though we assume that the chima problem isn't there. Then why is it? The Baimar Zigrushoso. Doesn't have to have the same low proof. Since you made a zera, lahavchin beizera kodesh, lezera chol, why over there isn't it the same low proof? Again, yamle sheacha kalos gimel chadoshim shemarzira ain't so shimnikiyim. The option is by Leel. Shemarzugu shosol tzricha zayinikiyim. Shiny hosom shegir shulachalutim. Vinishayish mimenum. Lokachi kechimut chodosh. Masha ain't kein zuz shelachatrila hefrisha al dasar zero. Ain't kan chimut chodosh. Okay? This is the two shell, this is how you put together a psak. So now you ask me a question, what I mentioned in the halacha. A shchid mera wrote a get to his wife. With what intention? Of taking her back if he should get well. And then he got well and he takes her back. So why is it different than any who said, Mavzik Roshosot Tzich Halesh Yashiv Nikiyim? Based upon that analysis of Dogel Meravovo, since it was Daito Larziro, it wasn't a Geir Shul Lechalutin, where they broke up, and then they re-established once again a relationship. That's like a new. Have a head. Back to look inside. So she ain't so zainikim kimefurish bedogu merovo yodei esimerish amatez hiraya gemura. Domishom chazinon shloshayech lo plug kiven shein lo chimud af shetzor shem chupa vekidushin. Meyachar she ain't lo kinesuin horegilin. Really, what have you done here? I've taken a rabbinic principle of low plug and I began to shave it thin. Low plug, low plug. But here we'll make a chiluk. Based upon what? A psychological analysis. The dam chimud requires some kind of emotional high. And over here where she received a get, and moved out of the house. Don't receive a get and stay at home. And moved out of the house. But she knew that her whole focus is not on what will be with her, where will she find another husband, but rather, will he get well or not? Memele, there was no dam chimud. There was no emphasis on a new experience in her life. Now look at the next one. The Yosef Nira Kigazai to Lomar. What's bothering him? That low plug principle is a powerful principle in Rabbanu. Dogma Rabbanu said so, so he said so. That was the original takana. All new marriages, even if she's a zakena, so it can't be. I'm going to make a chilik. What? Not based upon my real concern, namely, did she become a nida because of this? I'm not worried about that. She's a skeno. She's not going to become a nida. Yet a skeno also has to wait. Because the takona was, he says, I'll take al nesuin, lo al nesuin. Don't say whoever gets married, that was a takona. Whoever gets married, there's always a worry of dam chibud. So, hey, what about a zakeno? There is no worry of dam chimud. The answer is low plug. Rabbanu Nachum is Askena. Now you tell me who's Askena, when is she Askena, etc. Right? You start, go ahead, and you're trying now to identify exactly what Chazal said. You get into trouble. Therefore, we said Lo Pluk. If that were the case, if it was under Nesuin, then you couldn't be Matir as Askena, and you couldn't be Matir as Geras. Because there's a new Nisu in here. They were never married, they're going to get married now. Oh, Shalomu Klaub, Exegazu, Lo Plug, the Efsha Lo Tiknu, Shum Takona, Rashodia Chazal, Eshloch Shetira Dam Bachmas Chimud, or Shash Eker Mamish Gamba Mesulekas Midomim, right? Or maybe. What they really said was the second would include the Gieras as well. It doesn't mean to say that's answers, that explains it. I mean, you can analyze the Takonas Chachomim of Dam Chimud, right, either by saying the Takona was made only wherever there's Chimud, not made wherever there's marriage. And therefore, if there's a marriage without Chimud, then there's no need to count Shivani Kiyim. Osha Omo Klaub Zeilzu Lo Plug. They didn't apply the principle of Lo Plug. Why? Because they didn't know Efsha Lo Tiknu Shum Takona. Ela Shodiyu Chazal, there was never was a Takona that you have to count Shivani Kiyim for something. They only pointed out, just as there are many circumstances which could raise a shayla, summon, and that's the two shayla. So see, raise a shayla. You find a kesem. The question is, was she lower down or not? Here too, there's a circumstance. Something happened. That circumstance you call chimud, but that's not what Chazal had in mind. They had in mind merely a circumstance that could cause riyas dam. Their principle was a skena. Yes. Now over here, therefore. If that's the case, the question is, in this case, was there a circumstance that caused chimud? But what key I'm trying to point out to you is, try to escape from that principle of pluk. If Rabbanu made a takone, alongside the takone, there's always a corollary put in that says, remember, lo pluk. Even though I'm talking about a specific case, you should understand that Chachamim didn't allow any variations in that. So, in order to escape the Lo Plug, I say either the Lo Plug was made only, not all weddings require Shivani Kiyim, all proposals of marriage require Shivani Kiyim. All circumstances where there's Chimud require Shivani Kiyim. And therefore, a Gieres, the circumstance says there is no chimud. Nothing happened. He went away for a period of time. That doesn't lead for chimud. Since they didn't have to give each other a divorce, they were married by the justice of the peace. And they stayed married. And by secular law, they're still married. Then comes a Maisa Geirus, right? And they have to separate for a period of time. No reason to think that this introduces chimud, because the gzeira was made legabei chimu. Or you can say there never was a gzeira made. Only the Rabbanon warned you there are certain circumstances you have to be worried about. Or should you worry about this circumstance of a gera separating? No, nothing to worry about in such a case. What do I gain by that hezba? I take away the takona of lo pluk. The lo pluk is an active takona that accompanies all issur of the Rabbanon. That's the big hezba here. The case is not as important. I say that this principle in takonas chachomim. Part of takonas chachomim is always a lo pluk. That's what justified so many lochas that we learned. Okay, next. What else I wanted to add here? I turn to the page Kufim Ches. Sorry, I want to pick up this Taz. Go back to Kufs. She wrote the Kuf Tzadik, the Shach Sivan Kotin Gimel. The Mechaber Beis, the Shach Gimel. First, look at the Mechaber Beis. Lo gozol b'tinoko shogiyas manolilos. Dini ksomim, they won't gozol by a tinoko shogiyas manolilos. Naine shipchusem yud beis afilo yivir shei saros. וכן אפילו הויסי יסר מיובייז, אם בדקו ולביו סארוס, בין שיבסו לו, בין שיבאו לו, ואפילו אם רוסו כבר בייס פעמים, אבל אחר שרוסו שלוש פעמים, וכוס חושש עושה כסר. What happened to the low plug there? Okay, you have the shach. Kosa marshal. Idno korisho cheshlo baal chochesho de ksomeho. Apil hiktana. Aye, the Mechaba says, lo gozul. We are gozul. She apilu le dam psulim munim zayin ikiyim. Even though what? She's a ketana. And I know dam psulim is damako. What then? A low plug. Bein lahokel min amelig. What is he saying? Just like by Dam Sulim, you said low plug. Are you not afraid that really that she's a nida? Nevertheless, you say there's a chilik. No chilik, Dam Sulim. We could ask her, therefore here, ain't lahokel min amelig. What, he's arguing with the Mechaba? Mechaba doesn't worry about low plug. So how did the Ram shot? That's what the Eagles Moshe Tshuva questions. What was the takana? Was it the takana on marriage, or was the takana on chimud? You have to go back and find out what does it say in the law book. We have no written law books, so I have to now infer it. As we'll see, if the gzeira was on chimud, then ketana has chimud too. Ketana also has ups and downs in emotions. Babach kosav bade ein lohokel man aminim. Avo, tim de shach. We didn't learn the shach before. I have it underlined heavily, so it means that we intended to do so sooner or later. Abel Rayosom, Idam Sulim, Eno Raya. Because the Mashal said, because we ask her Dam Sulim, even though we know she's not a Nido, therefore, should also ask the ksomim. Mechaba says ksomim don't apply to her because there's no chash nidus, but by dam shulim also no chash nidus. Yet by dam shulim we ask her, therefore we have to ask her by ksomim also for ktana. That's the marshal, that's the bach, right? Comes the shach and analyzes. Rayosu mi dam shulim eino raya. Awesome, keeping that dam he begufo. Therefore, yes, the hachmer train me with something. If he ain't his that team, me to come or shas bektano, ya filo sadin and shalom of loch of the dam that we learned. Below come our rabusa, I feel a goof of loch of the dam. I'm a dapke besadin and till the hokel. I will open him to our goof, I'll come and show them. Kosher. The time of the Shal Yusuhu Biktano, Shechachom lo gozer bo, because of Rashi. In Kain Ukme Adin Torah, the Ainat Tamei, Akiva Shal Gisha. No, Chachom gozer al Kesem, Yim Subgu for Bogadel, Blo gozer binokus, Mashmad, Blo gozer binokus plow, Atila binim sal gufo. Okay, why no low plug?
So you know what the tekona was. He says, if Mechaba has it this way, I tell you what the tekona was. The tekona was every gedola starts off the tekona. The tekona began with every gedola, sherosa pamachas, we worry about the ksom. Or if she's not a gedola, the tekona wasn't made. You don't apply low plug past what the Chachom said. When the Chumash said it in a blank way,
But I now infer back what must have been the Takana. Takana must have been, since they said something as dramatic as Afilu all the Sadinim Amalchokos Bedam, we still don't worry about it came from her. We say, yes, maybe she had a pimple that broke, etc., etc. Okay, skip down. I don't want to take up too much time on this. I think the point is I want to make on the low proof principle. Can you jump down four lines up from before the lines become broad? Masha Kosa Babach. The Bada Ein Lahokal Min HaMinug. What the meaning is that by Ksomim Fraktano, we also ask the Omer and the Ein with a minug. Where'd you find such a minug? We got my Divri Marshal Gufer Nirish Ein Minug was there. Rak his mode by Dam Psulim. Mishom Lomad Lakan. He extended the principle of Dam Psulim to Ksomim also. Why? Dam Psulim is also Lohar Gishra Nidah. And some Lord Gisha, therefore he said, Bisame, if we ask a Kitana by Dam Psulim, we ask a Kitana by Ksomim also. Vod Dadova Yodua. How's this another one? The Dovo Sheina Motsui and Shayabo Minug. Low plug has its limits. If it's way out, they don't say low plug. What's called way out? Unusual. Well, that's what low plug means. Low plug means we don't differentiate between the norm and the sati. But there's very abnormal there. If you read through the Ikos Moshe Tshuva, you'll see that he applies this principle too. He says, what's the last time you were present when a Shchiv Moral gave a get to his wife? Right? And then he got well. And now we have a Shaila. Is it Dam Chimud? Does she have to count Shiv and Ikiyim or not? Since Yishach lays down the principle, the Dovo Sheina Motsu and Shayabo Minog, which means low plug doesn't apply to it, Moshe Kosra Rambam against Mishas, Milchot Machas Asulat, Dam Ilu Hoya Minikain Hoya Arav Kosu, right? Shapi Shakosra Kama, etc. Right? De Kosra Khan, Dik Summon Tehorim. And he maintains the Psak of the Machaba against the Bach. Right, against the Marshal. Even though they seem to argue, they use the word minug, which means that the low plug became a minug. They also conduct themselves that way. He says nonsense. So you have another principle low plug. Principle number one is analyze what was the reason for the takona. And see whether the takana was on every nesuim or on anyone who has chimud. If anyone has chimud, then a ketana is included. Now you analyze the Bechaba's psak, the mazik lushoso, there, is it because there was chimud? There's chimud. The fact that they once lived together, they could be separated for 20 years and decide to remarry. So there is chimud. And by Ketana, the Gemara later on, we have in I think Daf Yud Ches, says there is chimud by Ketana. So the first question when you apply a low proof principle is, are you sure why the Tekona was made? Was it made on the Surin or was it made on Chimud? And the second question is this a way out case, very unusual or not very unusual? On a very unusual case, we don't apply low plug. The case that the Shreya was writing about, a Shrimara, who then got well, right, in the get was written, right, with a guarantee, right? a neder al das rabin, where he can't change his mind. So she was sure that if he gets well, he will remarry her. There was no doubt. The only child there was, who should be an almon or not. But she knew she will not remain a grusha. That she'll be a nesua, that she'll have a husband. Only charge is, in case the husband died, she'll be an almon. But as far as their interpersonal relationship, that's what chivud comes from. Interpersonal relationship, that was no suffix in her mind. Ah, you tell me, but lo plug? The answer is, such a case you haven't heard about before, is such an unusual case that we don't apply the pinto lo plug. Okay, that's as much as I wanted to take out of this. A very much neglected area of psak, where we apply a powerful principle, the principle of lo plug, but not with full understanding of where it should be applied. Okay, let's go back to one of the most rational change of pace from what we've been learning. What we went through. We jumped ahead because you know what it was all about. Okay? And we were doing already Kuf Tzadik Vav. Okay? So we'll start that again. The halacha that we had covered, I think while some of you were out, was Yud Aleph. Okay, in Kuf Tzadik Vav Yud Aleph, why we wait the 5 days? There you have, and that's really what enticed me to spend a little more time on analyzing lo plug. There you have the classic lo plug. Her husband was in Australia, and they never had relations for the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Right. And then she sees a kesem, not a viyah. She has to count 5 days before she can count Shiva Nikiyim. And what's the 5 days for? Shema Polta Shiva Zera. Okay, let's see that again. Look at the halacha in your Aleph. Let me just finish off the sentence. Because a husband being away is not an unusual circumstance. And when the Chazal said that the worry about Paleta Shechva Zera is whether he's at home or he's not home. Otherwise, it'll come. Next step will be, he's home, but we had a fight and didn't sleep together, therefore I also want to be potter from the 5 days. Okay, you know, if again, then we'll go back to the beginning. But just to refresh your memory again. Hapoleta shichvazera bimei sfirosa imitoch vovonos shimusha. If it's within 72-hour period, so sera soso yom, it doesn't break the count of 7 days. It's not like Ros Adam. If Ros Adam, she's cast from day one. If Paleta Shechazera on the day 4, she skips a day. Day 5, she skips, and day 6 becomes day 5. Eina maschel es isfo zaynikim at she avrolea vovono shlemos shema tiflot. The tikoch eina maschel es isfo ad yom heili shimusha. Kigan. In Shimsho, boy, sorry, Shabbos, ain't Shabbos, Chelas, this boy, Ad Yom Hei, her first day is Thursday. The Kaimalon ain't Shikva Zera Masriya Rachiavolo Sheshon Ushlemus, the Isleis. Therefore, in Shimshim or Soy Shabbos, a Polta Leil Dalit, hey, how do we get from 3 days to 5 days? He says, only what? I'm worried about viable Shikva Zera. Viable Shikva Zera is only 72 hours, it's only 3 days. But I'm afraid, why the what? Nimshimcha Mosoi Shabbos, Sepulta Leil Dalit Koydim Eish Shimushim Mosoi Shabbos, Adain Yomedes Besoch Ona Shishas Shimusha, Hilkoch Yomhei Yero Yishim Lesvirosa, I'm afraid of Bein HaShmoshos. And then I add another day. Look at the Rabbah, Tifso Yom Dalit Leis Erev, Yomhei Ola Leminyan, Yeshe Kosvo, Yeshe Lahamtim Od Yom, Echodaino, Shotaska Limnos Ad Yom Hashishi, Wu Ye Yom Rishon Sviroso. The Hashino Shemet Shamash Yom Rishon Menash Moshos, the Tidu Shu Yom, Efter Shu Laila, Vintasa Limnos Yom Hamishi, Ye Tosh Shisha Lonas Jemusha. Okay, you chose all the Echad, and what? And what's the lot of the Hei Nogim Bukhomadino Zelov, Ain Lushanos? That's how we get to 5 days. Remember, where we put together like a little sugya, when are we makel? On what conditions are we makel? On the din d'rabbana, and the yom, on the 5 days, you remember? Where you have infertility problems, etc., etc. You know, I put together, I gave you a number of cases where, why? Because that last day is really came from outer space. It's a chshosha de chshosha, therefore it's up for grabs. You can still paskin and not worry about a low plug on that one. That takone was clearly a chumre, and therefore we still have the right to modify it. What happened to my low plug? Again, you can't use low plug as a cudgel to beat people into submission. It still requires analysis, requires a seichel, where it's applied and where it's not applied. Let's start from the beginning now, Kuf Tzadik Vav. And let me pose you the big question. What we've been learning so far, it seems strange to pose such a question to you. But tell me, when a woman stops seeing dam, which I can't define to you what that means right now, does she have to make a bedika to start counting day one? I mean, kind of stupid questions that, of course. How do you know she's not seeing dam? Only because she makes a bedika, a moch dochok, what, the whole business, to guarantee you not. Not so. Not so. Depending which year we give tomorrow, Gemara, or since I'm supposed to liberate you by 1 o'clock, I can only give one year tomorrow. You have to tell me which year you want.
Rabbi, we... you're also in that class, right? We have a class at... some of us have a class at 12:10.
Oh, good.
Because generally on Tuesdays,
have a class
till 12 o'clock.
Okay,
so we should find out if the morning class is being held.
Morning's okay.
Well, it depends if the 12:10 class is being held as scheduled
or earlier.
Or late. What?
Do this your regular time?
No, he says he might not let us out till 1:00. I thought.
Huh?
You said you might not let us out till 1:00.
I have no problems tomorrow to go till 3:00 too. My voting station stays open, and I don't know. I can't vote against anybody. I don't vote for anybody in months a year. It's not which one you're voting against. It's,
Sounds like the Jewish way.
Yeah. Okay, people, you gotta make up your mind.
How do we find out if there's the...
Call who's in charge? The Rebbe or the office?
You can email Rabbi Penner.
Who?
Rabbi Penner. He runs the pastoral classes.
You have a number for him? Call him.
I don't think I have a number. I have an email address.
Why do those matter?
What?
I think I have a number.
Should we call him now?
Yes. Yeah. Got a number for him? Is there, I'll put it now in more formal terms, is there a din d'oraisa that you have to be bodek before you can start counting Shemini Kiyum?
Hi. This is...